So the epistle for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine wherein in luxury, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 4. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler saith to him, "Lord, come down before my son die." Jesus saith to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word, saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that that was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and himself believed in his whole house. Please be seated. For thy days are evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we have St. Paul giving us this statement, this strong statement in his epistle. And so we ask the question then, why? Why can we say, "For thy days are evil"? And one, it is because of the unfaithfulness of mankind. Unfaithfulness to the will of God. Unfaithfulness in terms of their belief in God too. And that lack of faith is something that is also illustrated in the gospel account today. It's interesting to see how this man asked for our Lord, this ruler asked for our Lord to cure his son who is at the point of death. And we see that our Lord immediately responds to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." So kind of this wicked generation, we see that also that our Lord had said at one point, when the Pharisees and scribes had asked our Lord for a miracle, he said, "You wicked generation." Basically, you wouldn't believe even if I do perform a miracle, you still wouldn't believe. And so from this, our Lord very clearly calls out this ruler by telling him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." We think about Our Lady of Fatima and the miracle of the sun that I talked about last Sunday, of how those 70,000 people witnessed this miracle, and for some of them, it caused them to believe. Others, they went there with a belief, and this was just kind of the vindication of the belief that they had. And so from that, obviously, sometimes heaven will give to us signs to help us to believe, to help us to strengthen us in our faith. Because obviously Almighty God knows what is needed at that time or this people or different things. We see that with our Lord also. When he performs certain miracles, he would even thank God for that miracle that is being performed for the benefit of these people that witnessed it. That it would be a means to help them, to strengthen them, to help them in their faith. But our Lord at this point, for this ruler, and we can see how his family also lacked belief. And how do we know that? At the end of the gospel, it says, because of what our Lord had performed, and they told him this was the hour it was performed, the household believed, implying that they did not believe previous to that. And so that is why then our Lord performs this miracle, to strengthen him, yes, to help him. Our Lord had no obligation to cure his son, who is at the point of death. But yet our Lord does that to strengthen him. And in some ways it can also be reminiscent of St. Thomas, Doubting Thomas. When he told the other apostles, when they said that they had seen our Lord come into the upper room, he said, "Unless I place my hands in his side and I touch his wounds, I'm not going to believe." and how symbolic it is of the skepticism of modern man. And our Lord had told him, he said, "Blessed are they who believe yet have not seen." And in a large faith, that's exactly what faith means for us. Our faith is the belief in things unseen. And so it requires that from us, that belief in the things that we have not seen. We believe it, we take it because God has said it to us. We take it because of God's word on it. And that is how then we can say we have a strong belief or a strong faith. You know, so God will answer our prayers when we come with this pure intention, with this strong faith. But a lot of time we don't come with that strong faith. We aren't confident in the fact that God will grant our wishes if they are good for our soul. Or I can say that we don't have maybe that purity of intention as we come and approach because of our prayers. That there is something behind it of why we are asking or something that we're asking for. That there is not really, you know, truly that purity of intention. And that is something that a lot of times we lack in the things that we do. Do we do them out of love for God? Or do we do it because, well, I have to do this in order to try to help save my soul? I mean, granted, obviously, we have to do the things necessary to save our soul. But have we gotten to the point of where we do it for the love of God? We do it because we truly love God. And again, that comes back to a reminder of us for confession. You know, imperfect contrition is sufficient to receive absolution. But we work toward a perfect contrition of not wanting to offend Almighty God because we love Him. But again, how many of us, most of us, we still struggle with that. That we certainly don't want to go to hell. And that is what keeps us away from maybe certain sins. But our Lord tries to draw us from, in a sense, the transitory things of this world. He tries to bring us above that, lead us toward heaven. And so that is why St. Paul tells us, for the days are evil. And he goes on to say, he says, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. So again, it comes to the fact of not willing to listen to the will of God. Not wanting to do what is God's will for us. And that is what we must try to grasp and understand for ourselves. Of having that purity of intention, of trying to serve God. Of serving God above all things. Not looking at what we desire, what we want. But serving God because He is our Creator. And so that is what, in a sense, will cure us. I mean, just as this ruler asked for his son to be cured so that he does not die, I mean, this ruler is cured from his lukewarmness of faith that he has. He takes it for what our Lord says. Our Lord says, "Go, your son liveth." And so at least at that point he believes, he goes, but then what does he do? He asks the question, when was he cured? And so he has that in that sense, that condition that he's asking, wondering, is he going to be cured? There is maybe that hesitation in his mind. And so when they tell him, your son was cured, he said, well, what hour was he cured at? And so then when they told him it was yesterday at the seventh hour, he realizes that the exact same time that our Lord told him that his son is cured, and then it says he and his household believed. So at that point, he has that confirmation, you can say, and so now he believes. And so truly you can say not only was his son cured, but he was also cured from his lukewarmness. An illness that affects many of us. A lukewarmness in our faith, a lukewarmness in what we do for God. I mean, that is something that should remind us of how we need to be cured from that. And often how we see so many people in this modern world so skeptical of everything. They're skeptical of the good intentions of other people. They're skeptical of what God can do. And this skepticism, this lack of belief, we can say, you know, why is that? As I say, it's a malady of this modern world. It is because there is a lack of trust in God. And so that is why we must have a strong faith. It is something that we must pray for. It is something that we must ask for in our prayers, our daily prayers. But I would say also it's something that we have to show to Almighty God. Is that trust, is that confidence in God there for us? Do we have a strong faith in the times of consolations for us? Is that something that is lacking when we fall into desolation, where it doesn't seem that God is there or God is answering our prayers, or that it becomes difficult for us to pray? And remember, the desolations is not that God has abandoned us. It only feels that way. But remembering that our faith is not based off of feelings. And so the desolations can be a test for us. It can be a trial that God sends to us for us to prove that we do truly believe in Him. And so that's why we must have a strong faith in season, out of season, as St. Paul talks about preaching the Word of God in season and out of season. Always that we preach the Word of God. And so the same thing for us, we should always have that trust and that confidence in God in season, out of season, in consolation, in desolation, doesn't matter. In the daily grind of our lives, you know, being faithful to our duty of state, how hard it is for us. Day in, day out, and maybe that monotony gets to us. But it's got to be something that we see that is the means of sanctification of our soul. So whether you're called to being a father or a mother, or a religious, single state, you're a child, your duty is your studies, that daily grind is what will get you to heaven. Don't be looking for the extraordinary things that you're going to do in your life. Look to the ordinary things. Look to being faithful to that. I mean, that's why we can say that God calls all of us to sanctification. God calls all of us to as perfect of a life as we can reach. But He's certainly not going to be calling all of us to doing extraordinary things, working miracles, saving this person, that person. No, God is going to be calling us to do the small little things. But again, for modern man, it is hard to keep at that. It almost seems that we get tired of the things and we move on, we want something else. Now, this is getting old after a while. And we kind of move on. And we never seemingly make progression in the spiritual life because of that. And so let us pray for the perseverance in what God is asking from us. That perseverance in our duty of state. Our daily lives, our daily prayers. How often, a lot of times, we just forget those. And so let us ask for this consistency, this perseverance, because that is how you will progress in the spiritual life. As I say, don't try to look for the extraordinary things. Be faithful in the small things, and what did our Lord say? Be faithful in the small things, and greater things will be asked of you later on. Greater things will be granted to you later on. Good and faithful servant. Our Lord isn't asking the extraordinary from any of us, but He asks the ordinary from all of us. So pray for that, and don't be like modern man looking for signs and wonders, and that is the only way we will believe. Listen to what our Lord said to St. Thomas, that blessed are they that believe yet have not seen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.